So I received this lineage of this teaching Lamrim, the quintessence of all excellent teachings from Geshe Rinzai Denpa. And it seems like two of my tutors, they didn't have the lineage. And Pabuga Rinpoche, so it is believed that he gave the transmission of the 8 commentaries on Lamrim. And at that time, it seemed that the two tutors were absent. So Geshe Rinzai Denpa, he was there at the time for receiving this initiation. So I received the transmission on this Lamrim session and Lamrim Lekshung Nyingu, or the quintessence of all excellent teachings from Geshe Rinzai Denpa. And the great Lamrim Chem, or the great exposition of Lamrim, I received that from both the two tutors. And then the middle version of the Lamrim from Ding Rinpoche, and the shortest version from Dada Rinpoche, and Delam, or the noble, the swift path to, the noble, or the easy path to enlightenment, and the other teachings, like the swift path to enlightenment, I received from Tejang Rinpoche. And where is this the session and the Lekshung Nyingu, or the quintessence of all excellent teachings that I received from Geshe Rinzai Denpa? And then I received the lineage of the power, the liberation on the palm of your hand from Tejang Rinpoche. So this means I have 9 different lineages on the Lamrim. And it seems that there's also another lineage, the Shaman Lamrim, Lamrim from the Shama tradition. So that as well, I'm very hopeful to receive that. So Shama Rinpoche, so Shama Gendu Denzi, a scholar and Lama from Amdo area, he's actually the tutor of the 13th Dalai Lama. So there is a note that he wrote on the eloquent speech by Lama Tsongkhapa, and that is an excellent masterpiece. So I'm very much anticipating that this lineage of Lamrim, according to the Shama tradition, be revived. So at this point, I'm going to give you the very brief oral transmission of this text, Lekshung Nyingu, or the quintessence of all excellent teachings. The definite entrance to practices as taught in the stages of path to enlightenment, called quintessence of all excellent teachings. So out of the different versions of Lamrim by Lama Tsongkhapa, we see that the greater version, the greatest exposition of the paths of enlightenment, though it encompasses the entire paths to the paths of enlightenment, but out of these two, the greatest and the middle version, so we see that the middle version seems to be more definitive. So here it implies that this text very much refers more closer towards the middle version of the Lamrim by Lama Tsongkhapa. Homage to the Sublime Lamas. Practice the stages of the path of sutras and tantras by following that great teacher who, due to his special deeds of realization, insight, and 3 trainings, has the capacity to uphold the exact thought of the conqueror. This line, by following that great teacher, must be implying to his own teacher, the Lotre Denpa, the teacher of Anga Thapo Ngawang Thakpa. So actually, this text also includes some of the notes in between. So the outlines, we have the greatness of the author, K. can be, so it says that it can be gleaned from other sources. So then in terms of the author, so first of all, we trace that the very lineage of this teaching, it can be traced as far as to the Buddha Shakyamuni. So the Buddha Shakyamuni actually appeared on this earth, and then they're among the direct disciples of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So we see that it is basically comprised of two parts. The one part of the disciples who aspire to achieve the personal benefits more, and which includes the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. And whereas the other category includes those who are inclined to this altruistic activities, which includes the Bodhisattvas, with wide expanse cover the motivation entailing to the wider scope of people, which includes the every sentient being. So we see that in terms of the basis, in terms of the path, and in terms of the resultant state, the Mahayana tradition very much surpasses the other two. As such, we categorize this tradition as a Mahayana tradition, or the great vehicle tradition. So we see that the perfectional wisdom teachings is the very path which incorporates the completeness of the path to enlightenment, and in a very skillful way. It is because of this that the sutra on the professional wisdom is then praised or held as the highest teaching of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And then this teaching, or the professional wisdom sutra, is basically consists of two aspects: one the hidden aspect and the one the evident one. Hidden comprising of the various paths to the enlightenment, and the evident aspect speaking about the ultimate reality, emptiness. And then the qualities, the resultant qualities of the Buddha, they were all explained as the very basis for establishing the ultimate reality of the emptiness. So then it explicitly presents as to how all these qualities of the Buddha, they lack intrinsic or true existence. So we see that this text on the Professional Wisdom Sutra, so that is explicitly presenting the emptiness aspect of everything, how everything is mere designated by thought and imputation. So we see that both these aspects, the conventional aspects and the ultimate reality, both are to be practiced in union. So although this is the case, that we are to practice both the aspects simultaneously, but we see that there could be a tradition whereby one emphasizes so much on the hidden aspect, that is the on the conventional aspects of the basis path and the resultant state, like the qualities of Buddha and so forth. And then also there could be some other tradition which emphasizes on the path, on the explicit aspect of the Professional Wisdom Sutra, which speaks about the ultimate reality. So based on this concept, we see that they emerge Nagarjuna and Asanga. Nagarjuna is believed to be the propounder of Madhyamaka school, or the middle school, and Asanga believed to be the propounder of the Chittamatra, or the Mahayana school. So the kind of the tradition which comes from Asanga, so it is called as the lineage of the vast. And then the very text, the text to which the Asanga based his the lineage, is called the Abhisthama Alankara, or the ornament of the clay realization, in which the great qualities or the conventional aspects of the reality is explicitly presented. And then in terms of the ultimate reality of Chitmatra, so that is explicitly presented in the other sources of Maitreya, like the differentiating the extreme and the middle, composed by Maitreya. So here we see that Asanga basically follows the tradition of the vast, which is actually the hidden aspect of the Professional Wisdom Sutra taught by Buddha Shakyamuni. And whereas Nagarjuna, he emphasized on the explicit aspect of the Wisdom Sutra. So we see that in his text on the commentary on the Bodhicitta, the Precious Garland, and the Root Wisdom, and so forth. So there we see his explicit presentation on the Bodhicitta, the hidden aspect. And yet, in his Root Wisdom, so there he exclusively presented the aspect of the wisdom of emptiness. And then whereas when it comes to Adisha, so we see that the two lineages from Nagarjuna and one from Asanga both emerges at Adisha,